that this exhibition is the first of its kind in South Africa.
Well, the exhibition is not the first of its kind, but the whole project and the scope of the project has never been attempted on this scale before. But what I was saying was that this exhibition of Jack's collection is the 21st anniversary exhibition of the first exhibition that he and I attempted at the Johannesburg Art Gallery back in 1996.
Oh, and the gallery is 21 years later, still has it.
Yeah.
I know, but we'll get to that conversation.
21 years later, we're still at it. And it says something about not just the collection, but also the, I think, the importance of needing to show this growth, bring it out into the public eye.
I mean, you were saying that some of the books that Jack has are just incredible. Some of them, this is new works that you're going to be showing, you said, but not new to his collection. And some of it actually dating back some time now.
Absolutely. Over 100 years, some of his work.
Wow.
By major American, European, even Russian, Australian artists and South African artists that Jack has collected over 40 years.
Where does one even begin? You know, I mean, I said to you off air that I'd love to talk to Jack because I'd love to know, like, where does one even begin to become a book art collector? I'm sure you guys have had this conversation amongst yourself, that where was this passion sparked?
Well, he grew up in a bookish family.
There were books
everywhere. As a child, he was read to. His mother and father were intellectuals, and they had books everywhere. And he grew up in that household, reading avidly. But he also had a passion for sculpture, particularly South African sculpture. And he started collecting South African sculpture and books as separate items. And one day in London, at the Basilisk Bookshop in London, he discovered a book that was part book, part sculpture. And for the first time, I think this is back in the early, very early 1970s, he thought, what on earth is this thing that seems to join my two passions, the book and sculpture? And so he started looking out for these objects. And in America, particularly, and in Europe and other parts of the world, these objects were available in strange bookshops. And he would say, please take me to the triangular books section. And they wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Oh, wow.
Because they would have a shelf of triangular-shaped books.
Oh, wow.
Or books made of cloth. And so he started collecting, and it's become a bit of a passion.
Very, like, you know, the people we meet on the show, sometimes I don't even think I can articulate just the wowzerness of some of these conversations.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were saying before we let you go, for our Afropolitans that would be interested in coming through to check out the collection and hear some of the speakers, what are some of those pertinent details in terms of who's speaking, when they're speaking, and what are some of the workshops that are going to be happening, and where and how can people get a hold of tickets?
Right, so the workshops are paper making, book structures, pop-up structures, and book binding workshops, 21st, 2nd, and 3rd of March. Then we have the colloquium, 3 days of the colloquium, which really has, I think there are about 42 speakers in all, 42, 45 speakers.
Oh, wow.
And we have a number from America, from Holland, from France, from Germany, and the UK. And we have keynote speakers from the United States and from the UK, and local people sharing their experiences of the book arts and bookmaking. Then on the Friday night, that's the 24th, we have the opening of the South African Book Arts Exhibition, where anyone and everyone who is serious about the book arts, from students through to, as I said, William Kentridge, has offered work for that show. And then the next night at the UJ Art Gallery on the Kingsway campus, we have, that's the Saturday night, we have the opening of Jack Ginsburg's collection exhibition. And then on the Sunday night at the UJ Theatre, we have a rather remarkable conversation on stage between Jack and William Kentridge about the book and their experiences and love for the book. And tickets are available through CompuTicket.
Fantastic, David. It's been an absolute delight and a pleasure. And I definitely think that I will tear myself away from my rather boring studies and come look at pretty books for once.
Please do. Some of them are not that pretty.
No, it's okay. I'll look at them with a keen eye of interest, though.
Excellent. You're more than welcome.
This is Late Nights with myself, Bridget Masinga, right here on Kai FM, the home of the Afropolitan. Of course, our guest tonight, David Payton, who is with the Johannesburg Department of Visual Art at UJ, or rather at the University of Johannesburg, the Department of Visual Arts. And as you heard, all those details for booknesses, and I will definitely tweet them out via our Twitter account at Kaya Late Nights. So don't worry if you missed anything, we've got you covered. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Twitter at Kaya Late Nights, and you can copy me at Bridget Masinga. We come back and we talk about the incredible movie that is opening on the 10th.